So maybe you all remember that we've been telling a story for the past couple of Sundays about three trees that stood on the top of a mountain. And when they were young trees, they dreamed of what they would be when they grew up. And you remember the first tree dreamed of being a treasure chest. And the second tree dreamed of being a mighty sailing ship that would carry kings across oceans. And the third tree dreamed that it would be able to stand on that hilltop growing taller and taller and taller, pointing toward heaven and reminding people of God. And then you remember after the years passed and the trees grew strong and healthy, the woodcutters came with their shiny axes and each of the trees was chopped down. And you remember how the first tree was taken to the carpenter shop and made into a feed box for animals. And then one night when the stars were shining their golden light, a baby was placed into that manger and the first tree realized that it was holding the greatest treasure in all the earth. And you remember also that the second tree was taken to the shipyard and made into a simple sailing boat. After years of service as a sailing boat, one day there was a big storm out on the lake, and a man in the boat raised out his arms and hands and said, "Peace, be still," and the storm stopped. And the second tree realized that it was carrying the King of heaven and earth. Now today I'm going to tell you what happened to the third tree. The third tree was very confused when it was chopped down and taken to the lumber yard because all it had ever wanted was to be able to stand on that hilltop growing taller. And it wondered, what happened? And that tree was cut into some strong beams and placed in a corner of the lumber yard where over time more logs and more lumber and more wood were piled on top of it. And so there it was forgotten while the years passed. But one Friday morning, the tree was startled to find it was being yanked out from under that forgotten wood pile and carried through the streets. The people in the streets were angry. They were screaming and shouting, and the tree shuddered. And then it flinched as it was hammered together, two beams crosswise, and felt even worse as a man was nailed onto those beams. And then the tree was carried up to the top of a hill and planted there on the hilltop for everyone to see, but the crowd kept jeering and pointing and laughing, and the tree felt ugly and harsh and cruel. At the end of the day, the man was taken down because he had died, and so his body was taken and placed in a cave where it would await a proper burial. And all day the next day, the tree stood on that hilltop alone and silent. And then, on Sunday morning, as the sun began to shine, and as the birds began to sing, and as the leaves continued to bud, the tree began to understand something, began to hear something in the warm sunlight and in the breezes and the bird song, began to understand that love had changed things, that joy was springing forth, that the man, in fact, was alive again. He was alive, and his name was Jesus. Jesus had made the first tree beautiful and the second tree strong. And now, every time people looked at the third tree, they would think of God. And the tree felt that being a sign of God's great love, a sign of Jesus' love, was even better than being the tallest tree in the whole world. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Can you hold my fingers too? Can you hold hands with each other? And hold hands. Dear God, we thank you for moving freely among us so that whatever happens to us in our lives, we might have the hope of being a sign of your love. And it's true that sometimes there is sadness in the world, but you, O God, have the power to make us beautiful and strong and true. And so we give thanks in the name of Jesus, who is alive. Amen.